Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So St. Paul tells us to keep awake. And we hear how the servant was afraid and said to his Lord, I hid your talent in the ground. Earlier this week, Roger and I watched a repeat of that 1980s sitcom, Yes, Minister. It's a very incisive and clever skit on civil service and ministerial life in the 1980s with an enthusiastic but not always very bright minister and his permanent secretary, who is clever, somewhat oily. And the disputes they have and the way in which one tries to get round the other. In this particular episode, the minister was being interviewed by a 15-year-old schoolgirl doing an article for her school magazine. Full of innocence, she listened and talking and then said, thank you, minister. Now, can you tell me what you think you've actually achieved in your position? He put on a mock statesman-like pose and talked about discussions in the Mother of Parliaments, cabinet committees, dealing with the difficult issues facing the nation, blah, blah, blah. She said, yes, but can you point to one thing you've done to make life better for people? And he was very flummoxed and blustered and curtailed the interview, saying he had other things to do. His wife showed out the girl, came back in the room and said, bright kid, that. And perhaps that little story has something to teach us about the time use of talents. Our readings today are sober for a sober time in the church's year as we prepare for Advent. And we're made to confront the end of time, God's final judgment. And even if that feels difficult to contemplate, we may also be made aware of our own mortality. The knowledge that we too will face the judgment of God. For when we come face to face with God, each of us will surely feel a sense of shame and inadequacy. We will be met, I am convinced, with his infinite compassion and understanding. Yet we will face the question, what have we done with our lives? God has given us all talents, but we have the free will to use them or not. Are we making the best of them or wasting them? Or thinking that, yes, we will use them later? We see around us the dangerous results of complacency. As Paul said, when they say there is peace of security, then sudden destruction will come. And we think perhaps of the US government blithely stating only weeks before the Israel-Gaza war began that the Middle East was involving them in less work than it had done for a long time. And we too can have a very human tendency to leave problems on one side until they blow up in our faces, or to put off action. The talents, maybe they were gold, maybe they were silver, which the landowner in the parable gave to his slaves, represented significant money. A single talent was worth about 15 years' wages for a labourer. But no doubt from this parable, the word has transferred its meaning to be used for abilities, skills, our gifts from God. We can't instill them into ourselves if we don't have them from birth. But we can and must make the best use of our talents entrusted to us, and each of us have them, and not hide them away. and using our talents takes work. Another snippet I saw on television this week was the young British girl who became world trampolining champion. I could never have been a trampolinist. This young lady obviously had the natural ability, but she had put in long practice and hard work developing the skills she had been born with to perform amazing and graceful twists and somersaults. Professional musicians practice daily for hours, even if there's no imminent concert in the diary, ready to give of their best when the next engagement comes. The poet John Milton was in despair when his sight went in his early 40s. He knew his skill with words was a gift from God, but how could he read and write without being able to see? He poured out his agony in a sonnet. Speaking of that one talent, which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my maker and present my true account, lest he returning chide. Yet he went on to dictate Paradise Lost and Samson Agonistes, still some of the most powerful poems in our language. The slave who dug the hole to hide his talent made a fundamental mistake. He was not meant to keep the talent for himself. He was given it to use for others and for his Lord. What are your talents? Never fear that they're not as good as other people's. God has given you your own. They may be greater than you think. How can you use them to the full, even perhaps when the going gets tough? Paul, writing to the church in Thessaly, gives them and us a message of hope. He encourages us who long to follow Christ that God has destined us not for wrath but for salvation. He calls us all to arm ourselves with faith and love and hope, and urges us all, whatever our other talents, to encourage one another, build up each other. These are gifts we can all seek to develop. Let us work to do so, and ask God's help to use our talents to serve him and our neighbours, near and far, to the best of our God-given abilities.